This is without a net. Jaws of Empire. I would like to say that the jaws of empire are like a hungry ghost, and that you have a huge mouth and a huge belly and a little narrow throat, so you can chew all you want and you're always hungry, but you can't swallow enough to get satisfied. Except the problem is that empire can swallow almost everything, and in fact it's swallowing the entire world. So the hungry ghost metaphor works great. It just doesn't really work on a physical level. What would be a better image would be, here are the jaws of empire, which is you have the jaws are huge and scary and chew up everything, including the entire planet. And then you have a giant throat, and then you have an infinite-sized stomach, so that you're still never satisfied. Or if you want to make it really disgusting, then you have jaws and a throat and then nothing below that. And it spits out, and it doesn't spit out, but it eats up the living world and then spits out toxic material. It doesn't spit out it. What comes out the other end is toxic materials. And we don't see it quite so much because we are the beneficiaries with our computers and our Logitech video cameras and our easy access to printing and everything else. But it all comes, I would like to say it's a zero-sum game, because we gain these benefits at the cost of the natural communities, including the humans who live there. But it's not really a zero-sum game. The truth is, it's actually a negative game, because it's a negative-sum game, because we cannot replicate the complexity of a forest. We can cut it down, make it into 2x4s, and build a house, but that is less complex, less filled with life than was the forest. So it's not a zero-sum game. It's a negative-sum game. And the thing that everybody needs to remember is that you can't have infinite growth on a finite planet, and empires always require colonies from which to steal.